Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, marine explorers in Antarctica have located the wreckage of the Endurance, which sank in 1915.
Tony Kornheiser, 1915, the year I graduated high school.
Yeah.
No, I made that up. That's not true. I was in grade school then. It was 1921 when I actually graduated
Somebody
from high school.
Somebody graduated from high school in 1915.
I skipped a year or two.
Olympia
Fields graduated
Country
quickly.
Club.
1915. Founded in 1921. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Kyrie scores 50, Bellarmine gets hosed, and Steve Young joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with another big-name quarterback on the move. The Colts have given up on Carson Wentz, who had done so well under Frank Reich in Philadelphia, but was a disappointment in Indianapolis in their reunion. Wentz goes to Washington for a package of picks that includes 2 third-rounders. Washington will slot Wentz in as their number one quarterback, and people will call him Commander Carson, which is truly awful. Wilbon, you're not a huge fan of Wentz. You can't stand Wentz, actually. What do you think of this?
It's not that I can't stand Wentz. I can't stand the overhyping of Wentz by former players of every network, it seems, who keep telling us every year that Carson Wentz is going to go here. He's going to go play for Frank Reich, and Frank Reich knows how to get the best out of him. And after one measly year, Frank Reich said, see ya, I'm done. Because I can't seem to do this, or you won't let me do it. You won't allow me in. Frank Reich, I'm not going to suggest Frank Reich is not a good coach. I'd take Frank Reich over this quarterback. It just smells of desperation on the part of the Washington football franchise, which, as we know, Tone, because we live here, they are desperate. It is a desperate franchise on every level. And they put out there a feeler a week or two ago, they had to have a big-name quarterback. Oh, my God. This is so laughable that I can't wait to root against all of it. It'll give me pleasure to do that starting Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, so I thought that they were aiming higher because, like you, we talked about the story that they were looking at Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, and we both said they will have no interest in going to Washington whatsoever. And then they talked about Mitch Trubisky. I did not see this coming with Carson Wentz. And look, I saw Carson Wentz last year, as everybody saw Carson Wentz last year, in the end zone with his left hand, throw some nonsensical underhanded ball in a tie game against Tennessee that was a pick six. And it's impossible to think of Carson Wentz and not think about that. But if I could just do this for a second, if I could ask you to close your eyes to that and look at the rest of Carson Wentz, Mike, it's not bad. Last year, 27 touchdowns and 7 picks. This past season, a rating of 95 this past season, 140 touchdowns and 57 picks in his career.
Numbers lie.
If I gave you those numbers, you'd want him.
No, I'm not a guy like you who goes to the glasses to get numbers on a legal pad.
Well,
I'm using my
eyes. I understand. His failures are awesome failures, and it's impossible not to understand that Frank Reich said, no, it's not working,
so get out
of here.
Let me put a cap on this by saying this. I will take Mitch Trubisky every day and 3 times on Sunday before I take Carson Wentz. Mitch Trubisky, because I still believe there's a chance, being coached properly, that Mitch Trubisky, because he wasn't coached well in Chicago, and we don't even know about Buffalo, he's here 1 year. I think Mitch Trubisky can be a better quarterback top end, particularly sort of late in the season or maybe when it counts, than Carson Wentz, who I keep being told.
I'm just going to tell you this.
Carson Wentz, how good he is. What?
Stop that for a second, because we all know how you feel about him, and we all know he's given you reason to. He's better than what Washington had yesterday. Tyler Heinicke is lovely to look at, but
What's
he didn't win many games.
What's the difference?
Carson Wentz has been very good against NFC opponents, which is the division that Washington plays in. So I'm going to be skeptical, but I'm not going to say it's the worst move ever. I'm not saying it's the worst move ever.
I can't wait to see it.
Well, you did.
I can't wait to see it.
You said you can't wait to root against it.
I can't wait to root against it, too. Let's move to March Madness. Bellarmine beat Jacksonville to win the A-Sun Conference Tournament last night, but it won't be invited to the big dance. Bellarmine is in its second season playing in D1, and the NCAA mandates a school play 4 years at that level before becoming eligible for the big postseason tournament. Tony, are you okay with Bellarmine, under those conditions, not getting a bid?
Well, the rule exists. You go D1 and somebody says to you, you have to wait X amount of years before you get into the tournament. You're conscious of that when you go D1. So I'm not going to, I might say it's a bad rule, but I'm not going to say there's no rule that they didn't know about.
Right.
Now, my feeling is if you win, and you can call it the A-Sun from now until doomsday, if you win the Atlantic Sun Conference, you have proven you belong in D1. If you go 11-5 in your conference and you're the two seed, you have proven that you belong in D1. So if it was me, I would let them in. What I really don't like is the notion that Jacksonville State, by virtue of winning the Atlantic Sun regular season, gets this bid. Jacksonville State was beaten by Jacksonville the other day, head-to-head in this tournament, I believe. So I think the other Jacksonville should get the bid. And I also would say, why are there two Jacksonvilles in the same conference? They're not
state.
Two Dukes in the ACC. Why is
different
that?
States. They're the locations. Duke's not a location. It's some made-up thing. Now, the NCAA could just, or the conference, and they could work in tandem if they needed to. Just waive it. Just waive it. Just say, you know what? They played in this in a regular season. They were the two seed. They're not some interloper. They just didn't parachute in. But this is why the NCAA is going away. This is why the NCAA is seen by a great many of its member institutions as fraudulent and gutless and having no particular principle to stand on ever. They just want to adhere to a rule that it set down. So, you know what, Tone? I wish there was some sort of protest that could go into effect now to just sort of slap around the NCAA. I guess there's nothing this little school can do. That's what the NCAA does. It picks on little schools. Because when it confronts big schools like an NC State when it's about to go on probation or Clemson, they just say, NCAA, go to hell.
Just say this.
And they do what they want.
Let me just go back on this. These two Jacksonvilles, everybody understands that the real Jacksonville is in Florida, not in Alabama. It's the site where they're going to do the players. And for the Jacksonville State team to call themselves the Gamecocks is ridiculous. That's South Carolina. I know this because Binghamton calls itself the Bearcats, and that's Cincinnati. And the Atlantic Sun has nothing to do with Louisville, Kentucky, where Bellarmine is. The geography's chaotic. We move on. Let's talk about the Brooklyn Nets finally winning a game after losing 17 of their last 20. They beat Charlotte in Charlotte last night. They moved past the Hornets into eighth place in the East. Kyrie Irving scored 50 points on 15 of 19 from the floor. After the game, Steve Nash said, quote, we showed the level we can play at, unquote. Well, man, you've been trashing the Nets. Do you see this as a breakthrough win?
Well, I'll answer that by asking you a question. Didn't you suggest to me that LeBron scoring 56 the other night was a breakthrough win? How's that going? The next night, he couldn't even play in the game. Now, I know Kyrie Irving's not 37 years old, but the Lakers, what breakthrough? I don't even know if LeBron's going to play tonight or whatever their next game is. So, no, these breakthroughs. Right. And Tony, even if it is a breakthrough, and by the way, Kyrie Irving was fabulous last night. I watched that game. I mean, that's the best of Kyrie Irving when he's a combination of Pete Maravich and Isaiah Thomas and Tiny Archibald, except he can't pass it like any of them. He's fabulous. Does it mean anything if it's a breakthrough? Tony, the Cleveland Cavaliers would have to go 8-9, coupled with Brooklyn going 13-3 or something like that, for them to pass Cleveland. That's not going to happen. They're ticketed for play-in. So breakthrough to what? The play-in portion of the bracket?
All right, so my feeling is that anybody who dismisses the Nets out of hand is insane. They put two players on the court last night, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, who are great players.
They are.
If you look at the Lakers and you think that if Anthony Davis gets back and he's there with LeBron James, they have a chance to win some games, you have to think the same way about the Nets. On the other hand, they beat a team, Charlotte, which is dead last in the East in defense, allows the most points in the East, 28th in the entire league in defense. They allow 115 a game. The Nets got 132 on a bad defensive team. But, and we go back and forth, 132 is 132. And 50 is 50. And you know what it makes you wonder about, Mike? What if Kyrie Irving could play every game? What if he actually got vaccinated and was a good teammate and could play every game?
He's chosen
and then you add Ben
to.
Simmons and you become a contender.
Yeah, he's chosen not to. He's not playing in every game. Not yet. Not playing in New York City.
No.
Even the Garden.
No.
He's not playing there next week.
That's right. That's right. Unless the mayor changes the rule.
That's right.
It's not a law. No. It's a rule.
It's a rule.
It's not a law. Let's take a break. Coming up, what does Russell Wilson need to do to make his transition to the Broncos successful? We're going to ask Steve Young.
We'll also ask him whether Tony's right that Aaron Rodgers needs to win a second Super Bowl to walk into the Hall of Fame as an all-time great. All-time.
Yeah.
All-time.
Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons can change the dynamic.
Yeah,
there.
Can he change it from the bench tomorrow in Philly? Because that's real.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's get back into the NFL's big quarterback moves with our great friend and the man I actually suggested should throw lefty. He'd been a righty before I said it. I made this happen.
Thank you.
ESPN, thank you. NFL thank analyst you. And Hall of Famer Steve Young. Steve, let us start with this. If you're 33-year-old Russell Wilson, you've been in one place forever, Seattle, one place. What is the to-do list going through your mind about how to make this switch successful?
Number one, go watch Tom Brady move to Tampa Bay. If there's anybody, because he's married to Ciara. Tom Brady's married to Giselle. Like, there's some similarities there. There's some big challenges. And for offensive linemen, because that's who you need. Think about anything. If the offensive linemen will fight for you, if they will stand shoulder to shoulder and bleed for you, that's what you need to do. So work back from there. And if you're going to do that, you have to impress upon them your willingness to sacrifice, work hard as anybody in the room, and that you'll take accountability no matter what happens. The buck stops with me. If they ever sense that you're going to start looking for mitigation out in the world for the reasons why something's not going right, they smell it, and now you don't have the support that you need to go be great. So number one, and obviously you got to make the impression, the first impression on the media and the fans and everything else. He'll do fine with that. But you've got to gather those offensive linemen and everyone else in the locker room to believe that you're not just a front runner. You're not somebody that's just there to gather the checks or if things go well, I'm fine. But if things are tough, when things are hard, you're going to be there with them. And that's one, I will say, one of Tom Brady's greatest, if not his greatest talents, was doing that, even married to Giselle. It's amazing.
Well, it's going to go tough once the season starts, Steve, or at least we presume so, because he's going to be in a difficult division and the more difficult conference right now. Now, I think that fretful columnists like Tony pay attention to that, but great elite athletes don't give a damn. They look at the competition and saying, bring it on. Which one of us is right?
Well, Michael, you got to remember, I had an opportunity to go about anywhere, and I chose to come and try to challenge Joe Montana.
Yeah.
So everyone around me is like, don't do that. What are you doing? Don't. And you just, you're in the middle of it, and you don't know that there's, you don't sit on the sidelines and try to figure out, because you know what, everyone who's in this position is almost like exponentially more competitive than anyone could understand. And the confidence that it takes to get there, there's nothing about it that says, oh, let me weigh the positives and negatives. People around him have said those things. Like, don't go to the AFC. I even would say that. What are you, crazy? You got five guys in line. You got less than 20% chance, 1 in 5, even at best case, because of the guys that are playing quarterback in the AFC. But you know what? When you're playing, when you're in the middle of it, the person that's gotten you there, you're not going to think about it too much.
Aaron Rodgers will move to, decided to stay in Green Bay. Tony thinks that Rodgers needs to win another Super Bowl to walk into the Hall of Fame as some true legend. As a player, how much did you even think ever about your Hall of Fame credentials?
You got to remember, I just told you, I had Joe Montana. Like, that's a mountain. Like, inside, like, halfway up the mountain of trying to kind of be like or be as good as Joe Montana is the Hall of Fame. Halfway up is a Super Bowl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the top of that mountain, it didn't really matter. I didn't have to think about it because right in front of me was the constant comparison about, you know, the greatest players that ever played. So I for me, it was not that difficult. I didn't have to wonder, oh, geez, I wonder if I have another MVP, would I be in the Hall of Fame? You don't have to worry about it. I got enough to deal with right in front of me.
We get you out of here on this. I just want to say that I've been referencing two of these questions, and it's been completely out of context and completely wrong, but I'm just standing up for myself now. But now we'll get to you. You mentioned Tom Brady. We're going to get to him. The Colts just traded away Carson Wentz, and they may be in on Jimmy Garoppolo. Last time we talked, you had a spidey sense about Tom Brady playing for the 49ers. Is that getting stronger, or is that waning right now?
I'm going to say that it's in abeyance at the moment, because one thing I do know is the 49ers with Trey Lance would not be a terrible thing if Tom Brady came for a year to try to go win a Super Bowl with this roster and could help mentor Trey Lance. So the 49ers are in. Tom Brady, who has dreamed of finishing his career in San Francisco so loudly that I think whether it was advertently or inadvertently, I know that I'm not sure advertently is a word, but inadvertently, that Bill Belichick dealt Jimmy Garoppolo to San Francisco and stopped that possibility. So we know that Tom would like to, and the 49ers, I think, would certainly entertain it. He would have to play for a lot less than $50 million if he did it, but I think he'd be willing to. The biggest issue today is that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers don't have a quarterback. He retired and left them. And so the Buccaneers, as long as they don't have a quarterback, there's no way the Buccaneers are going to say, oh, yeah, go ahead with your bad self. Go play in San Francisco. It's going to take some time. It's going to take into the summer, I think, where now the Bucs have a quarterback. They've moved on. Tom has not done anything to kind of cause any grief. And then out of nowhere, suddenly it's like, hey, what do you think about Tom coming back? And the Bucs say, well, you know, he won us a Super Bowl. He came down and was a great citizen. You know what? Let's just try to let this guy, you know, guy finish in just the way he wants. And that's going to take some months. That's not right now. But the spidey sense is there's still a path.
There we go. There
it's
we go,
so
Tony.
Fantastic. I want to believe this so
this
much.
This is so great.
Thank you, Steve.
Says this.
Thank
this
you.
Is awesome.
So great.
You guys are the
this
best.
So great. So great. Let's take one last break. Still to come, does Kyler Murray adding Cardinals photos back to his Instagram feed mean that all is well?
I told you for months, no is the answer to that. And should we favor the Suns or the Heat in tonight's battle of the number one seed? You tell me if Chris Paul's playing. I want to tell Steve real quickly, Tony. John Barry has a phrase. He uses it, irrational confidence. And he says all the great athletes have irrational, if not delusional, confidence.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 49th birthday, Aaron Boone. Boone is entering his fifth season as manager of the Yankees, much to the chagrin of some fans who think the team has underachieved under Boone. In his 4 years, Boone has led the Yankees to the playoffs every year. He's won 60% of his games, a 97-win pace. But the Yankees have failed to advance to the World Series, the standard for Yankee managers. Boone's greatest moment in his 12 years in the bigs came in the 2003 playoffs when he hit the homer that beat Boston in extra innings in Game 7 of the ALCS, sending the Yankees to the World Series. As there was Bucky Bleepin' Dent, there became Aaron Bleepin' Boone.
I love Aaron Boone, former Scottsdale neighbor. And for people who don't think 97 wins a year is enough, shut up. Go to Cleveland. Go to Chicago. Go any number of places. 97 wins a year. This isn't 1927 where you win the regular season and go straight to the World Series. You people are moronic. I have no time for these arguments and these idiot arguments and conversations in social media and elsewhere.
Happy anniversary, Ray Allen. On this day, 26 years ago, Allen and the UConn Huskies outlasted Allen Iverson and Georgetown to win the Big East Championship. You see Allen getting the ball and going to his right, guarded by Iverson. Allen hangs in the air and shoots a jumper that hits off the rim and drops. Iverson came back down the court to win the game, but he missed his shot. This wasn't the only time Allen hit a shot to change the course of a big game. In Game 6 of the 2013 NBA Finals against San Antonio, Allen hit a jump shot from the right corner that tied the game and kept Miami in the series. They would go on to win Game 7 for LeBron's second title there.
Wow, Junkyard Dog, I think that was him who had I'm trying to put back a tip. I was at that game. I covered that game between Ray Allen and Allen Iverson. It is one of the most memorable college basketball games I have ever seen. Madison Square Garden, world's most famous arena. Before Steph, Ray Allen and Reggie Miller. I don't know that I can separate them. They were the greatest shooters all time to me. I know going back 10, 15 years, you would say Rick Barry. I wouldn't argue with you. Just for me, Reggie and Ray before Steph. I'm just saying.
That's fair. It's fair. Happy trails, Bobby Wagner. As the Seahawks go into total rebuild, they have released their longtime defensive captain and six-time first-team All-Pro linebacker, Bobby Wagner. Wagner and Russell Wilson joined the Seahawks on the same day in 2012 and left together yesterday. They were the best players on a team that went to two Super Bowls and won one. Indeed, with Wagner leaving, no one is left from the Legion of Boom defense that was so dominant for so many years in Seattle. Wagner was the best of them. He was named to the NFL's All-Decade Team of the 2010s.
And like all those guys on Seattle, he should have a second championship ring. Should have, but doesn't.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's
the Warriors beat the Clippers to snap their five-game losing streak. Is that a big deal?
No. No, snapping five-game losing streaks, that's not where the Warriors live. They got a lot more in mind than that. Auston Matthews of the Maple Leafs scored a hat trick against Seattle. Now leads the league with 43 goals. You impressed?
Yeah, he's on pace for 62. That's a lot of goals.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray restored his Cardinals pictures to Instagram. Is that sufficient, Mr. Arizona?
You know, winning some games in December and January, that's what's significant. Nothing on social media. Patriot League Championship Week final tonight. Navy versus Colgate. Who you got?
First, let me say that both schools have great golf courses. I went to school in upstate New York in Binghamton, about an hour from Hamilton, New York, so I'm going to take Colgate. Last one, number one seed, Suns at Heat tonight. Who you got?
Is Chris Paul playing tonight? No. We'll revisit this, I think, in June, and then we'll see who I have. Tonight, they don't have Chris Paul, Tony. Booker, we think, is coming back.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. Tony, St. Ignatius, Illinois High School Boys Basketball Final Four for the first time ever. We're coming to Champaign.
Congratulations.
Wolfpack to Champaign,
congratulations,
baby. Yeah.
Binghamton at Vermont tonight for the many time ever. Let's go Binghamton.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.